This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in Jerusalem today to try to restart the peace process with the heads of both the Israeli and Palestinian governments. President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ehud Olmert were with Condoleezza Rice. It was the first time in 6 years political players at this level have met. The meeting lasted just a couple of hours, and the one thing the three agreed to was to meet again. Later, Rice told reporters she would be returning to the region soon, though she didn't say when. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The two-hour meeting began with a polite three-way handshake and ended with only one voice, that of Secretary Rice.
The president and the prime minister discussed their views of the diplomatic and political horizon and how it might unfold toward the two-state vision of President Bush.
Secretary Rice said all three participants affirmed their commitment to a two-state solution and agreed that a Palestinian state cannot be born of terror and violence.
The president and prime minister agreed that they would meet together again soon. They reiterated their desire for American participation and leadership in facilitating efforts to overcome obstacles, rally regional and international support, and move forward toward peace. In that vein, I expect to return to the region soon. Thank you very much.
Analysts said the fact that there was no joint news conference showed that little progress was made. The summit was overshadowed by the ongoing formation of a Palestinian unity government between the ruling Hamas movement, which won elections a year ago, and the rival Fatah movement headed by Abbas. The U.S. and Israel say it will not deal with any government that does not recognize Israel, renounce violence, and accept past agreements. The framework for the unity government does not meet those conditions. At the same time, today's meeting showed that both the U.S. and Israel will continue to deal with Mahmoud Abbas, who is expected to join the new government. Mahdi Abdelhadi, the head of an East Jerusalem think tank, says that alone is an achievement for the Palestinians.
But having him there as representative of the Palestinians, as the face, as the name, meaning that we are committed to the roadmap, meaning that the Palestinians are agreeing to continue the talks and the dialogue with the Israelis under American umbrella directly. The Palestinian presence on all forums is essential, is crucial, is important, and Abbas does represent the Palestinians in the time being.
For Israel, Secretary Rice's visit was a chance to make sure that the U.S. does not intend to soften any of the conditions for recognizing a new Palestinian government. Israeli officials said the U.S. and Israel are of one mind on this issue. The summit received little coverage in the Israeli press, which is preoccupied with the latest of a spate of corruption scandals, this time the resignation of the police chief over allegations that some police officers have ties with underworld figures. Yossi Alfer, a former senior Israeli intelligence official and today the editor of an Israeli-Palestinian website, says the Israeli public doubts there can be a real resumption of the peace process.
I think the public is rather astutely aware of the fact that there is no peace process, has not been one for 6 years, and that Secretary Rice really doesn't appear to be equipped and energized to the degree necessary to create a peace process, and that this is essentially treading water.
Speaking after Rice's statement, Israeli Prime Minister Olmert said it's important for Israel to maintain contacts with the Palestinians and that Abbas was elected directly by the Palestinian people. He said he hoped to discuss ways to improve the Palestinians' quality of life. Palestinian officials charge that Olmert has not kept past promises, such as removing roadblocks in the West Bank and making it easier for Palestinian people and goods to travel between the West Bank and Gaza. Israel has also frozen more than $400 million in Palestinian taxes and customs revenues since the Hamas government was elected. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.